You're listening to SBS News.
Charlie Watts was the quiet Rolling Stone. Amidst all the ego clashes, the drug abuse and the creative disagreements that the band went through in six decades of international superstardom, he was regarded as a steadying influence. He was also an extremely talented drummer. Former Beatle Paul McCartney left this tribute on Twitter.
So sad to hear about Charlie Watts, the Stones drummer, dying. He was a lovely guy, and I knew he was ill, but I didn't know he was this ill. So lots of love to his family, his wife and kids and his extended family, and condolences to the Stones. This will be a huge blow to them because Charlie was a rock and a fantastic drummer, steady as a rock. Anyway, so love you, Charlie. I always loved you, beautiful man, and great condolences and sympathies to his family.
On Instagram, Elton John described Charlie Watts as the ultimate drummer, the most stylish of men, and such brilliant company. Joan Jett says he was the most elegant and dignified drummer in rock and roll. He played exactly what was needed, no more, no less. He is one of a kind. And Duran Duran said he was an absolute inspiration to a legion of drummers since the 1960s and a man of grace, style, dignity and composure. The quiet, elegantly dressed Watts was ranked as a premier rock drummer, respected worldwide for his muscular, swinging style. He joined the Rolling Stones early in 1963 and remained over the next 60 years, ranking just behind Mick Jagger and Keith Richards as the group's longest-lasting and most essential member. Rob Levine is the deputy editorial director of Billboard magazine.
Charlie Watts was not showy. He played in the back of the band. He didn't take long drum solos, but he was the heart and soul of that band. It's hard to imagine them without him. In some ways, he was more of a jazz drummer than a rock drummer, and jazz by personality too. I mean, this was a guy whose hobby was, you know, handmade shoes. And, you know, he made the best dress list. He was a jazz figure in personality. You know, he's a bit in his sensibility. He's a bit pre-baby boom. But maybe for that reason, maybe despite that, I don't know, he was such an important part of that band.
But while he may have been with one of the most famous rock bands in the world and one that continued touring year after year, Charlie Watts loved home life. He was happily married to Shirley for 50 years, and his hobby was collecting classic cars. Even though he couldn't drive, he would simply go and sit in them. His first love was jazz, and he often referred to being with the Rolling Stones as a day job, which financed his love for jazz. In a BBC documentary, he explained that the only way he could indulge his passion for drumming was to be out on the road when he would rather be at home, which he described as a vicious circle.
I can't play the drums at home, so I walk about with my hand. And to play the drums, I have to go on the road. And to go on the road, I have to leave home. It's like a terribly vicious circle that's always been my life.
Billboard's Rob Levine says that set Watts apart.
The drummer's always supposed to be the crazy one in a rock band. Think about John Bonham, think about Keith Moon, you know, think about Ginger Breaker. Charlie Watts was like the normal one in some ways. I mean, he dressed like an absurdly wealthy banker.
Watts was the final man to join the Rolling Stones. The band had searched for months to find a permanent drummer, but they feared that Watts was too accomplished for them. Keith Richards says the band wanted him so badly to join that members cut down on expenses so they could afford to pay Watts a proper salary. Watts said he believed at first the band would be lucky to last a year. Rob Levine says now it's difficult to imagine the Stones without him.
What it means for the Stones is hard to say. I mean, Charlie was going to have some medical treatments, and then, you know, he was going to be replaced temporarily by Steve Jordan. I don't know what they're going to do immediately, but it's very hard to imagine the Stones without him. It's as hard to imagine the Rolling Stones without Charlie Watts as it is to imagine the Rolling Stones without Mick and Keith.
Mick Jagger tweeted his own tribute to Watts, a picture without words of the drummer smiling while playing drums. Fellow band member Keith Richards tweeted a picture of an empty drum kit with a sign hanging on it saying, "Closed." Alan Lee, SBS News.